some of the most majestic creatures in the world, and some of the most endangered. While whales are now receiving many protections from hunters, they face another growing threat: serious injury or death from accidental ship strikes.
A study published in 2017 estimated that at least 80 endangered whales are likely killed by ships off the U.S. West Coast each year.
Morgan Vasali is a scientist with the Benioff Ocean Initiative based at UC Santa Barbara. She says one of the hot spots for this issue is right off our coastline. It's the international ship traffic, which passes through the Santa Barbara Channel, headed to and from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Unfortunately, 2018 and 2019 were some of the worst years on record for whale ship collisions off the coast of California. But even so, the number recorded is likely much less than the number of ship strikes that actually occur, because most of the whale carcasses actually sink or are carried offshore before they can be recorded or necropsied to determine the cause of death. So, for example, in 2019, we had 13 whale ship collisions that were recorded, but in actuality, that could be closer to 130 when we count for the ones that were not reported.
There have been projects to give ships financial incentives to slow as they pass through the Santa Barbara Channel to reduce the chance of whales being hit by the vessels. But now a project spearheaded by the Benioff Ocean Initiative in conjunction with more than a half dozen institutions is using technology to try to prevent collisions. Dr. Brianna Abrams with the University of Washington says what's being called WhaleSafe uses data to warn ships if whales might be in their area.
We can think of this like a weather forecasting system that gives us a clue for what's coming. So like a daily weather forecast, it doesn't tell us if it's raining right now, but it puts us on alert and it lets us plan ahead to bring a jacket. Our predictive blue whale model tells us if we need to be on alert for whales, and it complements the information that we get from the other components of WhaleSafe.
The Benioff Ocean Initiative's Morgan Vasali describes the components used by WhaleSafe to come up with predictions and where the giant mammals might be concentrated.
Oceanographic data to basically predict where blue whales are likely to be. Then we'll take a look at the acoustic monitoring system, which uses underwater microphones, AI, and satellite transmitters to detect whale calls in near real time. And then finally, community scientists record whale sightings with a mobile app, which are then added into a database as well. All this information is then integrated in the WhaleSafe system and communicated out to shipping industry, government, and other users to help reduce the risk of fatal ship strikes.
One of the key elements of WhaleSafe is underwater sound detection.
We don't send actual sound clips. We send information about the sound, and that information is exactly analogous to notes on a page of sheet music. Just like I can hand sheet music to a musician and they can read the notes and tell me what song would be played.
Dr. Mark Baumgartner is a scientist with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
What you're going to be hearing in the background is the sound that's processed. The next sound that you'll hear is the sort of pulsive sound. Now you'll hear a long tonal sound. It sounds like a hum. Look at these tracks. Recognize the pattern, because humans are really good at recognizing patterns, and know it's a blue whale calling.
The researchers say the system is critical because the problem of collisions involving whales and ships is only expected to get worse. Morgan Vasali with the Benioff Ocean Initiative.
As the ocean becomes more industrialized, important whale habitats like feeding grounds and migration routes are increasingly bombarded by human activity, including major increases in ship traffic. In the early 1980s, an international moratorium on commercial whaling was passed, but we've learned that our efforts to protect whales couldn't stop there, because since that same time in the early 1980s, marine shipping traffic has actually grown by 1,600%.
And with global trade growing, ocean shipping is predicted to triple in the next decade. WhaleSafe is initially being used off our coastline in the Santa Barbara Channel, but researchers hope it will be adopted and used as a warning tool to protect whales around the world. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.